Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dogen's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a carnival's on its way to Pine Ridge, and one of its features is a fighter named Iron Ike, who'll meet all comers and who's offered $1,000 to anyone who could knock him out. Realizing that little, frail-looking Mouse Gray actually packs a terrific punch, Lum has been trying to talk Mousy into meeting Iron Ike, but so far his efforts have been to no avail. Today, as we look in on the little community, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, and Lum has just returned from another conference with Mousy. Listen.
Any luck this time, Lum?
No luck. Granny, that Mousy Gray's not only the toughest one feller in this town, he's the stubbornest one, too.
Well, won't he fight Iron Ike?
No.
Well, why won't he?
Because he ain't mad at him.
Huh?
That's what he keeps saying. Says he can't see no reason for fighting a feller he ain't mad at.
Well?
And as I argued with him for an hour trying to explain that a box fight's different from getting mad and fighting, but he can't see it that way.
Well, did you tell him about the money? The $1,000 that Iron Ike says he'll give to any feller that knocks him out?
Yeah, but even that never done no good.
You mean Mousy don't want no $1,000?
Oh, he'd like to have that all right. Said he'd like to buy Gussie a lot of stuff with the money, but he ain't mad and he won't fight.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Greenies, he'd have been a sensation, too. A overnight sensation. There'd be great big headlines in all the big newspapers. Sensation knockout by Lum Eddard's protege.
Protege?
Yeah, it means Mousy's sort of my discovery.
Oh.
See, I was going to be his manager and boxing promoter and take him to New York and all such as that. Now, all that's lost just because Mousy won't get mad at a feller.
Well, why don't we just get Mousy mad at him then?
Huh?
That's what we can do, Lum. Tell Mousy something that'll make him hate and despise Iron Ike.
Well, what are you going to tell him, though?
Why? Well, don't you recollect how Mousy got mad at you that time he come over and knocked you down?
Well, that was on account of he thought I'd give Gussie a locket for a present.
Well, sure. That's what we can tell Mousy that Iron Ike's fixing to do now.
Wait a minute. Now, Granny Zebra, that's the best one out of you ever had.
Yeah.
Get Mousy on the phone right away.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get mixed up.
Hurry up. We ain't got many days left to get Mousy in training for the fight. Go on, ring him up.
Well, all right, I'll try.
Make it sound like it was some gossip you just happened to overhear.
Gossip, huh?
Yeah. Tell him Iron Ike admires Gussie. That ought to make him mad enough.
Yeah, well, now, we don't want to get him too mad, Lum. Don't forget that mean temper he's got.
Yeah, that's right. Well, don't make it too strong.
No, I'll... Wait a minute. Hello? Is that you, Mousy? Well, this is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably well, I reckon. Listen, Mousy, I just happened to overhear some gossip about Iron Ike.
That's it. Tell him he admires Gussie.
Yeah, he admires Gussie. Oh, I just overheard it.
Tell him about the present, Abner.
He's going to bring her a present when the carnival gets here. Huh? Oh, just a minute. He wants to know what the present is, Lum.
Oh, I don't know. Tell him anything. Pair of pink bedroom slippers or anything.
A pair of pink bedroom slippers. Yeah, and he said that he would... Hello? Oh, he must have hung up.
Well, good. That's a good sign, Abner. He's sure enough mad now.
Well, you don't think we got him too mad, do you?
I don't think so. We need something strong like this to get him stirred up.
Yeah.
Granny, it looks like I'm going to be a big boxing promoter yet. I better be getting me one of them big bathrobes.
Bathrobes?
Yeah, that's what the big champion boxers wears whenever they climb into the boxing ring. Seen some pictures of them once in the moving pictures.
Oh.
They had their name sewed right across the back of the robe. Looks awfully important.
Well, You ain't going to be one of them boxing fighters long.
No, but I figure the manager ought to have a bathrobe do.
Oh.
That'll be everybody will know who I am. See?
Sure, sure.
I have Lum Eddard's manager and head promoter sewed right across the back of mine.
Good for you.
And that ought to make a few eyes bug out whenever I walk into Madison Square Garden with that thing on.
Madison's Garden?
Well, sure. You don't think I'm going to stop with this little carnival fight with R. and Ike here in Pine Ridge, do you? No, sir, that's just a beginning. R. and Ike's just a stepping stone for us. I'm going to promote Mousy right up to the World Championship.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do over there in Madison's Garden?
Well, I'm going to make $1,000,000 or $1,000. That's what I'm going to do.
Not on the wages old Buford pays you, won't.
Old Buford?
Yeah, ain't that who you're talking about, old Buford Madison? He's the only Madison around here I know of. He's got a garden.
For goodness sake, I said Madison Square Garden.
Well, I don't know what shape it is. All I know is it ain't a very big garden. And old Buford won't pay nobody over 15 cents an hour to work in it. Ask Cedric, he worked over there for a while last summer. Old Buford make him work awful fast, Lum. I don't believe you could keep up.
I ain't aiming on keeping up with nobody at Buford's place.
Well, he'll fire you then. Facts is, I doubt if he'll even hire you in the first place, going over in a bathrobe.
I weren't talking about Buford's garden.
You said you want to walk in there wearing a bathrobe with your name sewed across the back. Doggy's old Buford's going to think you're a little tetch, Lum. Facts is, I do, too.
Listen, Abner, the Madison Square Garden I'm talking about is in New York City.
New York City?
Yes, sir. Right in the middle of it. A great big place.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah, they'll more like to pay higher wages for garden work there than old Buford does.
Abner, this is a place where they have a lot of big fights.
Big fights? Oh, well, them garden workers ought to learn to get along with one another better. They won't make no money if they're going to fight all the time. Maybe you oughtn't to go there, Lum. That might be a dangerous place.
You got the wrong idea, Abner. In the kind of garden I'm talking about, they don't grow nothing.
They don't?
Of course not.
Well, I know you oughtn't to go then. You never would make no money in a garden like that. Have they tried irrigating?
For goodness sake. Madison Square Garden is a great big building in New York where they hold boxing fights and basketball games and six-day bicycle racing and all such as that.
They do?
Why, sure.
Well, no wonder they can't grow nothing. Them bicycles run around all over everything. Now, if they'll keep them bicycles out of there and put some fences and cut out that fighting and stuff.
It ain't a garden, it's a building.
You said it was
a... I know, but that's just what it's called. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
I still think they water it good and keep them bicycles off.
Hello, jot 'em down, store, library, and bakery, Lum Eddard's box promoter, and manager speaking.
Don't have to go there to start no fighting garden.
Oh, hello, Gussie.
Go over to Elizabeth's garden.
No, Mousy ain't here.
Start riding bicycles scuffling.
You mean he's coming down to the store?
He'll whip him and Mousy both.
He did, huh?
Oh, makes her awful mad.
Uh-huh.
Where she staked them beans up.
You well, know. I do know.
Scuffle roll over him.
Well, thank you for the warning, Gussie.
You wouldn't do it.
All right. Goodbye. Abner, can you see Mousy coming down the street?
Mouse? No.
Well, he'll be here in a minute.
Huh?
Gussie said he's heading over here and she's feared he's mad again.
Hey, doggy's mad. It must have worked, Lum.
Yeah, she said he got some kind of a phone call and then sat right down and wrote something on a piece of paper and then left.
Well.
Wouldn't tell her nothing about it. Acted awful mysterious, she said.
Oh, well, he's mad then. Maybe we oughtn't to have did this, Lum. You don't reckon he'll be so riled up you'll want to come over here and hit us, do you?
I hope not. That's what Gussie was warning me about.
Oh, my goodness.
Feared Mousy was mad at me again.
Oh, my. I wish now. Wait a minute. Ain't that him coming yonder?
Yeah, that's Mousy, all right. Grannies, he don't look mad.
No.
I wonder if he ever changes that expression on his face.
I don't know. I feel sort of scared, though, Lum. Reckon we ought to hide and make out like we ain't here.
No, don't worry. Iron Ike's the one he's after.
Yes, huh?
There ain't no one thing makes Mousy madder than to have somebody give Gussie a present.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I tried it.
Yeah, you tried that. He hit you awfully. Mind out. Here he comes.
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in.
Hello, Lom.
Abner?
What can we do for you today, Mousie?
Lom, do you know where you send a letter to Iron Ike? It's got to go right away.
Oh, Iron Ike, huh? Well, yeah, I reckon we could take care of that for you, Mousie. You ain't mad, are you?
Well, I will be if that letter isn't sent right away before Iron Ike comes to Pine Ridge. I may lose my temper if it misses him.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll get it to him.
Well, I wish you would, Lum, before I go into another rage. Well, I'll appreciate it if you'll take care of that for me, Lum.
Yeah, we'll look after it for you. Don't you worry.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mousie. Everything will be all right now. Don't you worry about it.
Doggies. There's a mad feller if ever I seen one.
Yeah, he's fit to be tied.
I'd give anything to know what he written that letter to Iron Ike.
Yeah, me too. It's got me a little worried, too.
Oh, my, no.
Speak like he said to get it to Iron Ike before he gets here.
Yeah.
That means he more than likely is threatening Ike to stay out of town.
Just about
it. And if that happens, we won't have no box fight.
Oh, my goodness. Reckon we ought to just sort of peek in that letter, Lump.
Well, I don't like to tamper with other folks' mail.
Well, you're his manager. You ought to know what
right.
He's writing.
Yeah. Just to play safe, I think we ought to.
Sure, we can seal it back up. He won't know the difference.
Tell him how strong Mousie wrote this.
Oh, he was
might
mad.
Get us in a batch of trouble.
Yeah. I'll get the fight started around.
A short letter, ain't it?
Huh? Yeah. What does it say, Lump?
Let's see. Dear Iron Ike. Don't bring Gussie Pink bedroom slippers.
Oh, he's mad, all right. Go on, Mom.
Bring her blue ones instead. That's her favorite color. Your friend, Mousie. Well, I'll be dead.